With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The public comment period closes Monday on proposals to address crowding and conflicts on the iconic Madison River in southwest Montana. World-renowned as a fly fishing destination and the economic driver of Ennis, the Madison River that flows from Yellowstone National Park and into the Missouri River near Three Forks has seen a drastic increase in anglers and recreational floaters. Fishing on the upper river between Quake Lake and Ennis Lake has more than tripled in the past 20 years, according to officials with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And around 40% of commercial and non-commercial anglers in 2016 felt there was an unacceptable level of crowding at boat ramps and on the river. Currently, there are no limits or caps on the number of outfitters on the river or the number of trips they take, provided they have a permit. But that could change as the Fish and Wildlife Commission wraps up its scoping process. FWP's online survey, which closes Monday, allows the public to rate management proposals. Some of them include capping the total number of outfitters, restricting boat launches to certain times of the day, and limiting the number of non-commercial anglers from out of state. No management is also an option. Once the scoping process is complete, FWP will consider the survey results and draft a proposed rule, which is slated to go before the commission in February. The commission will then choose whether or not to put the proposed rule out for public comment. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.